Hello and welcome to the Camera Service. So far, I haven't made a lot of episodes. I apologize, but I have received a really nice welcome from the Anchor community. So thank you guys for that. I did get a request. I believe it was actually a while ago, but it was for someone who had actually checked out my YouTube channel, which is Melody's Beat. And there was a request for one of my videos, kind of like what I explained in there, if I could talk about that, or at least just like play the video. I don't think I could have said it better than I did before in my video. It's about why I'm adding sex work to my resume, and I don't feel like starting that up again in my brain, so I'm just gonna play the video. It's a 6 minute, almost 7 minute video, so that should take up some time. Let's go on with that. Hold on, hold your horses. I put up the volume in here. There we go. Okay. Here we go.
All right. Well, as you know, there's a huge stigma against camming or stripping or anything like that. I mean, sexual-related. For the most part, when I first went into this, I was thinking, yes, I wouldn't, include this into my resume or anything like professional. I would never mention it probably to a future employer. However, since I've been camming for a while, that my idea of that has changed, and I think for a good reason, and a very good, lots of good reasons actually. For fuck's sake, like I'm not sure. I don't know really anything about stripping because I've never been a stripper. I'd love to be a stripper. But I can dance. I dance like the whitest dad ever, so we have that kind of thing. And anyway, but with camming at least, I do know something's wrong. And when you become like more involved in camming, full-time camming, and you start to have videos and you get really involved in this. There is a lot of work that you do, and I don't want this to go unseen. I don't want to go this all this work that I've put into this to go unnoticed and unappreciated. I practically like I've never worked harder at any job except this one, and that's saying a lot. I've worked at like a lot of fast food places and mopped a lot of floors and done a lot of dirty work and my arms, my back, I've done the same in camming, and there's probably no job where you have to be your own like manager, like your own boss. You have to be your own camera crew. You have to be your own technician. You have to be your own what's it called? Social media promoter. You have to be you have to manage so many different things, and you have to be your own cameraman. You have to be your own editor. You have to be your own. If you're gonna make videos, it's like honestly, you have to do so much editing work, and you have to learn. You learn from all this stuff, and you really do learn. Booker, you have to be your own. Okay, so this person didn't at this time, this and that, and prioritize things for yourself. Nobody knows how much work a cam girl really like sets out to do when they wake up in the morning. They're not like, oh, I'm gonna have a great time, it's real happy. Oh my, no, it's hardly ever. Honestly, sometimes it is, maybe it can be, but I set out to try and make the most money and try and make the most positive day I can have whilst doing the same thing. Money and positivity is kind of two things that you really want, and it's really difficult.
All right, so that was me talking. You could barely hear it. I'm gonna take a quick break on here, and I'm gonna find out if you could hear it too. All Alright, and that was a little throwback to the 90s with that song, Turn Me On. All in good fun. Let's see, that was my, to wrap it up, check out my video that I added. It's called Why I'm Adding Sex Work to My Resume. It's on YouTube. It's under the channel Melodies Beat. Like, beat as in, like, rhythm and beat, you know. Melody, get it? Ha ha ha. Anyway, that's me. Subscribe if you like. I have some pretty weird kind of just me. It's like me talking to myself usually and doing my makeup. But, I mean, I don't know. You could learn something. Maybe. Hopefully. And, yeah. Please be sure to, if you want to add anything to this, be sure you leave a little message for me on here or there. And that should be it. And the convention I talked about was the AVNs, the Porn Choice Awards, basically. You can find that with a quick Google search, if you're interested. And that should conclude whatever I was talking about today. I suppose today is the 7th of December. Looks, that is a scary thought. A very scary thought. I'm going to get back to work, hopefully. I'll get some... something done today. And take care, everyone. Stay weird, wild, and wonderful. Alright, so I'm back now. Sorry if you could, if you had raised your volume up and then I started talking really loud. Apologize for that. That was from AV Unilike on Untech. So thank you very much for that. I'll basically explain if you couldn't hear anything. I'm adding sex work to my resume as a cam girl. Camming, plural, or whatever is illegal sex industry or adult entertainment industry. So, I have had experiences where, you know, I've had to, have plenty of, promoting, self-promotion experience, social media platforms, a lot of keeping up to date with things. You know, you have a lot of, you know, one-on-one interactions. That's pretty much how you make it or break it, you know. It's all about your interactions with other people. So it's a lot of, like, human connection, you know, and how to talk to people, how to sell yourself, basically. And so I wouldn't discredit all those experiences I've had over the last few years just because it's stigmatized in society, which is, you know, why I think we all have to look at things from a new perspective. Think about things from a perspective that is just, is not because someone else told you it was right or wrong. It's just because you're looking at it, you know, from your own kind of, your own place in life, I suppose. And everyone's, you know, still going to have their own opinions, but it shouldn't be something that people don't do. I think more cam girls need to do this. And I hope if there aren't any cam girls listening, they do write, their experience camming on their resume if it was a positive one, and it was a one that they think it's worthy of writing down. So just do it. I know I always thing is when people ask what you do, when people ask you what do, like, I mean, you're in currently in the business of camming, you don't always have to answer. Right, I understand it's something personal to you, and you know they may think of you differently after. But I always try my best to not dodge the question, not think of a fake job. A lot of us think of, like, oh, I'm an online credit counselor, you know, something online. Usually it works, but sometimes people press a bit more with questions. It gets hard to just make something up on the spot because it's difficult. I don't know, and I always try to answer them correctly and say, yes, like, I'm an online entertainer, on the web, you know. Sometimes I'll kind of beat around what it actually is, but, and a lot of people, honestly, have not heard of it. Most people I tell, or I answer that question to, have not heard anything about it, or they vaguely know what it is, and it's very hard to make them understand. Well, to get them to a place where they can understand, and it's kind of awkward when they do get there, because, you know, having to explain that you know, porn goes beyond just video, or I don't know, they can, yeah, it's kind of hard to explain the whole thing of camming to somebody. Maybe that's why people don't do it. They don't tell people what to do. But yeah, it's always getting bigger. It's a new industry. It's getting a lot of following. That's for sure. That's not changing anytime soon. Things I'm looking up to are like looking forward to, I guess, are the AVN Awards. That one's held in Las Vegas, Nevada, which I happen to be in. So lucky me. It's gonna take an Uber to my house to the casino that is held at Hard Rock, I believe. And I don't know. I guess it's kind of like working. Sort of promoting yourself, but for the websites and that you use and the kind of technologies you use, they usually want you there and at their booth, so it's kind of like unpaid work. Hopefully it turns out positively though, like in, I guess, in like returns, you know, like with, you know, you get a higher amount of people visiting you or your page and things like that because they checked you out on the AVNs or at the AVNs. We're also kind of a little bit nervous about grabbing. Like, we're kind of scared if someone might grab us. So we're gonna bring paddles. Beware. Okay, guys? See ya.